from KQED.
You don't need a crystal ball to see how encroaching seas will affect San Francisco.
What we're walking on right now is the former southbound lane of the Great Highway in San Francisco.
Tom Preet is the founder of the Ocean Beach Bulletin, an online news site that covers the neighborhoods along San Francisco's Pacific Shore.
In the winter of 2010, the city closed this portion of the Great Highway because of erosion that was endangering the road.
Here at the south end of the road, traffic has been rerouted to what was once the median to avoid the receding sandy bluffs.
It was something that was sort of done in an emergency.
Now, rather than just reacting to what's happening out here, San Francisco is planning ahead. The roadmap for this more proactive approach is the Ocean Beach Master Plan, a sweeping set of recommendations intended to be implemented over the next few decades as the ocean relentlessly carves away the coast.
It wants this land back.
Last year, the National Academy of Sciences projected that in this part of California, sea level could rise nearly a foot by 2030, and by the end of the century, if current warming trends continue, it could be more than 4 feet higher. Here at Ocean Beach, no private homes are in immediate danger, but there is millions of dollars worth of infrastructure, the four-lane highway, a wastewater treatment plant, and there's the beach itself, part of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, used by surfers, dog walkers, joggers, and bundled-up beachgoers. Sea level rise is a looming threat, but erosion is nothing new.
It's really, at least partially, I think, yeah, I would argue, largely a man-made problem.
Bob Battaglio is a coastal engineer at the consulting firm ESAPWA and is working on the master plan. He says the Great Highway isn't just a casualty here. It's part of the problem. The Great Highway opened in 1929 to much fanfare, but it wasn't exactly built on terra firma. The city flattened coastal sand dunes and pushed the shoreline about 200 feet out into the ocean.
It was progress, I guess, at that point.
But the ocean has been pushing back ever since, and the Great Highway doesn't look so great anymore, with pieces of parking lots crumbling onto the beach. The bluffs below it are strewn with sandbags, boulders, and concrete, failed attempts by the city to stem erosion. Climate change will make it all worse.
It's kind of like trying to hold a pendulum, you know, and it's going to try to go back to where it wants to be, and otherwise you have to hold it there.
The most dramatic recommendation in the Ocean Beach Master Plan is to stop trying to hold on to that pendulum.
Everything's easier if you move back, and so ultimately what we're trying to do is, this is what we call managed retreat.
Under the plan, San Francisco would close one end of the Great Highway, reroute traffic about half a mile inland, and let the ocean come back. Battaglio says it comes down to engineering and economics.
As a surfer and somebody that studied waves and the like, I think it's fine if people want to live on the coast, but I don't think it's okay for people to take public money and build structures that adversely affect the beach. I don't want my money going there.
The plan would cut down on those kinds of costs, but it's not cheap. Estimates for completing all the recommendations are just north of $350 million. Funding has come through for some initial studies, but the vast majority of that money has yet to be raised. Ben Grant manages the Ocean Beach Master Plan for the San Francisco Planning and Urban Research Association, or SPUR.
A lot of the things that we're recommending at Ocean Beach are very expensive, but you have to set them against the cost of the sort of band-aid measures that are already taking place.
SPUR is acting as a facilitator for the project, bringing together the myriad city, state, and federal organizations involved.
We can't close our eyes to what's coming, and it's definitely going to get worse and not better. And if we can find a way to work with those processes to achieve the kinds of outcomes and build the kinds of places that we want to have in our city, then we'll be ahead of the game.
Two other California cities, Pacifica and Ventura, have both undertaken smaller managed retreat projects. And other places, including New York City and the states around Chesapeake Bay, are beginning to put together their own climate response plans. For San Francisco, completing the big vision of the Ocean Beach Master Plan is just a first step. Some traffic and engineering studies have begun, but they're just the beginning of a decades-long process that will affect the shape of our coast and the lives along it. The plan will also be closely watched by other coastal cities around the United States as the sea continues its slow but steady rise. I'm Molly Samuel, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.